even want to know what that means. I wasn't there. I don't know. Oh, good Lord. Oh, Lord. I don't even have a response to that.
Tell her.
I think maybe he's looking at a window at her. In matter of a peeping Tom, I don't know. All right. Rick, this email says, how do you tell a hot chick that Aunt Flo is in town and she doesn't know it? My apologies to the hot chick in the short back dress. Not short black dress. Oh, I see. Oh. It's all very clear now. Short back dress sense. On 5th and Taylor. It's Mike in Portland. Okay. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Friday. We are here. We're live. We're going to be live next week, of course, because Rick Emerson cares. Coming up this hour, Jim Roop will be here from Los Angeles. Later on, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. We'll talk about Superman. What else? Devil Wears Prada that opens today?
Yeah.
And everyone. See, but that's, you know what that movie is? That movie is what they call critic proof, meaning we almost have to talk about it, we have to review it, because you'll see it anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, it has Meryl Streep, one of the greatest actresses ever.
Yes,
so
that
it's
is true.
Be good.
No, it is true. But
maybe she should have played Lois Lane.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. But that's one of those movies that all, it's like, I'm trying to think of a guy thing to compare. It's like The Da Vinci Code, though. It's one of those phenomenal, it's one of those books that was a publishing phenomenon that everybody read that you would go see. Regardless, it doesn't matter what the critics say about it.
Yeah, it was so good. I read it on one flight. It was awesome.
Rick, I thought of a great new mystery sound for you to... No, there's going to be no new mystery sound. In no way we're going to be... I had to post... If you go to rickemerson.com, by the way, you go to rickemerson.com today, there's a picture of the actual cable box from the kitchen, because we hadn't revealed... We hadn't... 30 seconds later, after we revealed the mystery sound, all these people claiming that we were faking it, that we had fabricated it, that it was shenanigans. You go to rickemerson.com, there's a picture of the cable box from the break room here at CBS Radio Portland. And I don't know whether these are budgetary concerns. Same reason we couldn't get a light bulb in the bathroom. By the way, they finally fixed the bathroom over here, so now it's not like walking into a John Carmack video game anymore. I tried to use the bathroom this morning, and it's like the light is flickering like a strobe effect, and it's like you feel like you're going to have a stroke. You can't get any of your business done in there. And I asked Smokey from Couple about that. I'm like, have you been able to use the bathroom? He's like, no, I can't get anything. I tried to accomplish some things, and I couldn't. So they fixed that. But we've got this cable box in the break room from like 1975. There's a picture of it at rickemerson.com. The actual box. You click on it, you hear the noise. And those people are calling and saying that we somehow... And I had several people claim, more than one, I had several people claim about the mystery noise, which is an old school sliding cable box. This, I had several people claim after we revealed it, that guys called up and had guessed that on the air, and we had told them no.
No, they didn't.
Which is wrong. No. That is flatly untrue. That is flatly and totally and
nobody
completely
even guessed
untrue.
Anything close to that.
No one guessed an old-school cable box. No one at any time guessed that. I flatly and completely deny that.
And nobody even guessed anything having to do with a television.
No, that's not true.
Or a cable or a box.
That's not true. There was one guy who guessed it was an old UHF dial. That's it, though. A guy claimed that it was the actual dial on the television.
Oh, okay.
The old UHF. But that is completely separate. That is not at all what we're talking about. So, all right. Let's see. Brad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. Brad.
Brad, what's up?
So, didn't catch all of the show, but did anybody talk about the fabulous Jen Lane article in A&E today?
No.
Get it. Hang on.
No one tells me anything. Jen didn't even mention that today.
Oh, and she looks fabulous in the shot, too.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Great.
Yeah, no one tells us anything.
Oh, no, it's a terrific article.
All right.
But while you're looking for that, I had completely forgotten because I blacked out the old days at the other station because your signal and show is so much more superior now.
The Max 910 days, yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about the guy rules, but... Have you seen these series of ads that they've got with Burt Reynolds and all the guys sitting around the table, and they're developing guy rules?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, swear to God. And they've got this old guy with big book, and he writes it in, and it's like, okay, if the beer touches the bottom of the cooler, you can take it. If not, you got to take it. Yeah, so it's
like
55 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I was doing that like two, three. I hate to be that guy talking about how everybody's ripping me off, but you know what? I was like two and a half years ago, I was writing all those guy rules for Max 910. So,
clearly,
all right. Well, what are you going to do?
That's, a local agency must be doing the.
I've become used to it, to that, Brad. It's like, you know that.
Okay.
This. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Just got your back.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah,
I appreciate
check out
it.
The article on Dan. It's terrific.
Thank you. Excellent. There you go.
That is a really good picture of her.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Is this
there it is. Yep.
And I can tell from the tattoo she's sitting next to Sabala.
Oh, that's a great. Oh, totally. That's a great picture. He's kind of the illustrated man. All right, that's a great picture. All right, it's 503-733-2970. What were we doing? Oh, we were looking at this sex offender registry.
Yeah, I know. You've been making me wait to see if I have any sex offenders.
Well, because I want to hear your reaction live on the air.
Okay, can I check now?
It's like, you know what it is? It's like a guy breaking up with a girl in public. You just want to amuse the other people while you're at it. All right, Tim, so what is the deal? So we just put in our address. When did this go up, this sex offender registry?
Yesterday.
And there's been a million hits?
1.4
million. Okay, whose address should we do first? Sarah?
Oh, go for it.
Whose address should we do first, mine or yours or Tim's?
Let's do yours. All right. Nothing happened to Tim.
All right, so I'm now putting in my address in the sex offender inquiry system here, which has now gone online at the state of Oregon. All right.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the address of my rental property. I know there's plenty of crime around there.
Uh-huh. All right. And mapping. Yes? All right, we're mapping now. Wait, now why is nothing coming up? Yes, no, that's true. It's not, it doesn't want to, hold on, I got to try it again. Yes, map.
Oh.
Oh, there
all right,
go.
Here we go. It's coming up. Survey says, it's transferring now.
It's probably busy.
Well, see, everybody's using this. Everybody's got a brand new game to play at home. It's called, What Kind of Guy Lives in My Neighborhood and Will Kill Me?
So far, it's showing a map of Oregon.
It's not zoomed in on my place yet.
Well, this seems rather useless.
Really? The guy will have kicked in your window and killed you by the time you can find out. You'll be dead with your finger still on the mouse. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. All right, Sarah, why don't you try your address, too? See what comes up here.
Okay,
You just type in...
Try this one.
This is gripping radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying the sex offender registry, finding it. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. My neighborhood, and I will not be giving the address, by the way. I have...
Because it's embarrassing enough to be there.
I have 4 sex offenders within 1 mile of my home.
I have 7.
Yeah, you win.
Okay. Now, if you want something good, put in that address.
Sarah wins an early death.
One of the last names is Hooker, too.
Oh, are you kidding me? Really?
First name, TJ.
Fantastic.
Wait, if you click on them, do you have pictures of them?
Yes.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, well, let's take your neighborhood first, Sarah. You've got 7 sex offenders within a mile of your home. You win some Kevlar and a gun. All right, so click on one of the sex offenders, and they'll probably give you a picture, mm-hmm. and then they'll tell you what they're in for.
Oh, yeah.
That's no good. Look, what is he in for?
Oh, physical force was used to gain access into the victim's home and to overcome her. Oh.
You better put a knife in your nightstand.
Okay.
Sleep with a bat.
Okay. Let me try this here.
The flying variety?
All right, I'm looking now. Let's see. Sex offender in my neighborhood. Ooh, this guy looks like a sex offender. Okay. This guy looks... Okay, now we have to alternate here. This is not fair. You can't go peeking ahead. You know how it works. One sex offender in your neighborhood, one in mine.
One sex offender at a time, please.
Kids, there's enough sex offenders for everyone.
Okay, what did your guy do?
Don't be piggish. Okay, I just picked the first sex offender that came up because there are, again, 4 within a square mile of my home.
Oh.
Let me just say, doesn't that look like an older version of our old program director, Alan Davis? I mean, I'm just saying,
we haven't seen him lately.
Oh.
This guy kind of looks like a guy who'd be a gym teacher. You know what I mean? He'd be like a coach.
That's a good description.
A Sunday school teacher.
Let's see. He's 66. Oh, that's unfortunate. Let's see. Targets juvenile females, 12 and younger, and provides them, wait for it, alcohol and lingerie.
Oh, wow.
First degree sex abuse. He is forbidden from knowingly communicating in any manner with a person under the age of 18. Yeah, all right. There you go. Providing lingerie to 12. Well, I think he is in the right neighborhood for that sort of thing. All right.
It's today's candy. Lingerie is.
Really? Yeah, lingerie is.
Don't
lingerie is the new I've got a puppy at home. Do you want to see it?
Do not accept lingerie from strangers.
Okay. Here's Sarah. Shall we? Your turn.
Disturbing.
It really is. Oh, that guy's got a soul patch, doesn't he? Oh, that's a bad sign right there.
Yeah, he was convicted of rape in the second degree of a 13-year-old and held a knife to her throat as he assaulted her.
How close is he to where you live?
He lives like 7 blocks away from me.
All right, there you go.
You'll hear him hit his head under your air conditioner.
Jesus. Yeah, is your air conditioner blocking your window now? Is it the removable kind? Oh, all right. Okay, here we go.
He looks like a Roman Catholic priest, whoever he is.
And this is the sex offender. This guy lives, I'm looking now, this guy lives about 3 blocks from me. 4 within a square mile. It's just wrong. All right. This guy completely looks like either a priest or a guy who might work in,
social worker.
A social worker, I was going
to
say...
He wants to help you.
I was going
to
say maybe a librarian.
He looks very welcoming, doesn't he?
This guy lives about 3 blocks from me. Okay, here's methods of offending. Used his position as a Boy Scout scoutmaster to access victims.
Oh, my God.
Well, but I'm safe, though, is the point there. That's really what matters, is that clearly I'm outside the range of anything he would find.
I've got one who likes males, too. He befriended minor males, invited them to his apartment, wrestled with them, then removed their clothes and touched them.
Then removed their skin and wore it around the house in the manner of a fancy shawl.
Yes.
Used their bones to make his bread. This is sort of like sex offender poker. This is like, I'll see your Boy Scout assault and I'll raise you. One used their head as a lampshade. All right.
What website again?
Oh, Scotty J's all fascinated. All right. Whose turn is it?
I think it's yours.
All right, by the way, in case you've just tuned in, we're scrolling this, because you know what this is?
This is relatable.
This is relatable. This is live and local.
You
relatable.
You type in your address.
The website is just gone online today. The Oregon Public Sex Offender Registry has gone online today. It is sexoffenders.oregon.gov. Sexoffenders.oregon.gov. You put in your address, and thanks to the good folks at Google, I'm serious about that. You can find out sex offenders within a 1 mile radius of your home. All right, is it my turn or your turn?
It's yours.
All right. I'm looking at the next sex offender in my neighborhood.
Next predator, please.
Will the next predator sign in? Oh, identifying marks on this guy. Pierced nipple. Left. Only the left one. Pierced tongue. This guy lives right down the street from me. Oh, good Lord.
He lives right next to you?
This guy lives right down the street. Pierced nipple. Sexually abused many victims while babysitting. Ugh. Oh, and it's got his car and his license plate, too. Oh, that's just creepy.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got like 17 counts against him. Why is it my... Okay, I want to know how they're picking the neighborhoods in which to deposit these sex offenders. Are we living near some halfway houses or something, and they're just not labeled?
I don't know.
I want to know. Okay, we've got people, and we've got moles who work for the city. There are people who work for the man who listen to this program. I want to know exactly how it is that they're finding places to put these sex offenders, and why is it always in Sarah's neighborhood and my neighborhood? All right, it's your turn.
Don't want him in mine.
Oh, God, this guy is...
Not in my backyard, says Tim Riley.
This guy's my age. He's 25, and he lives right down the street from me.
Good times.
He's a weird looking guy. I don't even want to read this.
He looks, he looks underfed. Wait, let me look. Let me come over here. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like right up there with the...
Yeah, Maletta, this stuff is good.
No, it's just sort of, that's right up there with the Boy Scout guy. No, clearly no.
Okay.
That's that's like picking kids up off the playground. And he's right down the street from you. Ugh.
Oh.
All right. Just as you're getting ready
this isn't fun anymore.
You're getting ready for the home. Now it's just making me itchy and unnerved.
If you see him on the swings.
Okay. Thank you. I've got another used force to gain access to the victim's home and overcome her in my neighborhood. Ugh. This guy, covered in wizard tattoos, apparently. Covered in wizard tattoos.
Can we stop now?
Are you becoming unnerved?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. There you go. So.
Should we do Tim's?
Sex offender. Well, there's not going to be anybody in Tim's neighborhood. That's the whole point.
How about this one? Try the other address.
All right. Yeah.
Where I used to live.
Say it on
is now my rental property.
Okay.
This is a very happy renter.
We.
Oh, she's not listening.
We are not going to put in the address. of the home over which Tim Riley is a slumlord. This is not where Tim lives now, by the way. Do you have the, what is the zip code?
97203.
Say it on the air. 97203. This is the place where Tim Riley used to live. All right. So this is the home that you now rent to others, Tim Riley?
Yes. Next predator, please.
Okay. Oh, well, this guy. Oh. All right. This is, let's see, first sex offender. Offenses are premeditated, calculating, methodical. Offender seeks out potential victims by observing from a distance to sum up their vulnerabilities. That's a whole lot of stalking with a telescope and like in a steno pad. Shall not possess any he's not even allowed to read porn. This guy's so bad they won't even let him read Playboy. Let's see who else is in the neighborhood that Tim Riley now look at that guy. While intoxicated, engages in conversation with teenage girls while exposing himself. Why would you expose? Look, who wants to see this guy exposed? Sarah, look at this guy. Think exposing himself. Yeah, there you go. Look at that guy.
He looks like a cartoon
character. He looks like Ron Jeremy. Let's just say it. Like an underfed kind of Ron Jeremy, maybe. Yeah. And he's wearing a satiny baseball team jacket. All right. That's let's see. Let's look at the final.
Oh, we've got a break.
The final. Okay, but first, the final sex offender in
how many
the,
did Tim have?
The only three. My neighbor, Sarah, lived in the worst neighborhood of all, though.
How's the rent so much then?
All right, this guy is missing an eyebrow. After calling and threatening the victim, forces way into homes. Okay, there you go. Have a happy holiday weekend, everybody. No. We'll be back after this. Jim Roop coming up.
We'll try to find some good news, like a country fair or something.
I won't be alive long enough to hear it, I think.
Okay.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. Jim Roop coming up around the corner. Now I just find myself looking over my shoulder a lot, looking at the window, checking the doors locked.
It's only Smokey. He's the only one up there.
And Smokey's not on there.
No.
All right. No, he's really not. And it wasn't really Alan Davis. We were only fooling about that. He only looked like Alan Davis. Okay, we come back. Scott Daly, who is also not a sex offender, will be in the studio with us, pressing himself up against my body. Stay there. We got more on the way, including Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We're live. It's Friday. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. We'll go to the city desk here. There's a few 503-733-2970. It's Friday. We are live. Here's a final thought, by the way, on this Oregon Sex Offender Registration website, which we were just perusing. A, I'm serious about this now. If you and I, because I know we have people who work for the city here. I want to know. I want someone to tell me why it's always our neighborhoods. I don't mean this in a whole not in my backyard kind of way. I understand that these sex offenders must be evenly distributed or perhaps just sent to an island somewhere. But it's never evenly distributed in the sense that they go to Tim's neighborhood, my neighborhood, Sarah's neighborhood.
I just checked my old apartment. 15.
Yeah, they're like roaches. It's just Sarah and I. We've got this. Rick, if you read the initial page on that website, see how relatable and local we are? The only ones that show up, by the way, are the ones considered predators. Meaning the ones who are actively considered a risk. Meaning there are many, many others in your neighborhood who have not yet been upgraded by the system.
The friendly ones.
You could literally have tens more than what are showing up. Get a gun, he says. There you go. All right, it's 503-733-2970. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Live from Los Angeles, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
Woo-hoo. Happy 4th of July.
Somebody's a little drunk.
No.
All right. No, that's here. I just did our holiday sweep through the office. Because on holidays, at the CBS Radio Portland, we close up a little early here. Mm-hmm. But even when we close early, any time that it's a Friday, and about half the time when it's a Thursday, the drinking starts about 3 hours before the scheduled closing of the office. And so at 10:30 this morning, I was hearing the popping of tops in the kitchen, and the people cursing the fact that they couldn't find any mixers for their Cuervo. And so the office is now completely abandoned, except for some people who are sitting in a sales area drunkenly weaving back and forth between cubicles and groping one another. So it's another exciting holiday here at CBS Radio.
Oh, I missed that.
Those were the days. We were lamenting the fact earlier that they won't. I don't believe we're allowed to have barbecues here anymore. There was a time when we were still working for Entercom, and then before that, Fisher, when it was a time without laws. There was, and this is just a couple years ago, when we would be the only ones in the building, no one would be around, and we had a huge cement parking lot. And on holidays, we would just put up a gigantic table in the parking lot and cover it with alcohol and like fireworks. And then we would just begin to, and we would just have a huge barbecue going all day long during the program, with everyone becoming increasingly intoxicated and setting off incendiary devices in the parking lot. CBS Radio is a little, they're a little more paperwork oriented than we're used to. And I don't believe that we would be allowed to do that now. So sadly, this holiday is going to be stepped down several notches from what we're used to.
Well, you'll make it exciting no matter what.
I know. Sarah has noted, by the way, though, that I mean, we can't stop people from showing up elsewhere, perhaps in the vicinity, and engaging in this sort of activity. We cannot actively tell anyone to do that. But if, you know, whatever means a barbecue were just to spring up somewhere near the building during the show, I can't be our fault. I can't control where the people assemble.
Is the parking lot gated?
Isn't there a gated area right next door to us? Because there's some condos up at the top of this building.
There's also a jail not too far from us, too.
It'll come in handy.
Like a block away? They start letting them out when the show commences every day at noontime?
It's been, I got to tell you, Jim Roop, it's been, and you're used to this because you live in Los Angeles where life is cheap and where you can have somebody killed for a pack of smokes. But it's been a legal-oriented week here because Tuesday or Wednesday, when did we go to court, Sarah?
We went on Wednesday.
Wednesday we went to court because the woman who destroyed Sarah's car and then ran away on foot was being arraigned, and so we went there on Wednesday. And then today, Oregon just put online this new sex offender registry where you can type in your home address and find out how many sex offenders live within a block or a square mile of you.
Yeah.
And between Sarah and I, we've got 11 sex offenders living within a square mile of our home.
See, there's a place for everybody.
It's your home. Our neighborhoods really are just like a big, Whitman sampler.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Scary, because all of them are violent too. All of them have something to do with knives or breaking, or raping.
Okay, these are just the predators, by the way. These are just the guys who they think are wandering your street with an axe and a bone saw.
Yeah.
So
they're all going to be lighting off fireworks on the 4th of July right outside your door.
And barbecuing outside.
They're all going to be drunk and celebrating their freedom right outside my window. All right. Well, in any event. But the interesting thing is here is this website is powered by, and this, listen to this stunning segue now, this website is powered by Google.
Oh, very nice.
And see, that is an interesting segue because Jim Roop, it says here on the prep sheet from Laura Kvesel at CNN Radio, that the nation's number one search engine, Google, unveiled its new online payment service today. Yesterday. Thanks, Laura. Let's just cut to the chase here. In the future, Google's going to run everything everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everybody uses them. And when your company becomes a verb, you made it.
It's true. And so this is, what is this? Is this like a PayPal thing?
Yeah, it's exactly like PayPal. Although, right now, one of the biggest advertisers on Google is eBay.
Right.
Uses PayPal. So they're saying still that it's not really a competitor to PayPal, just another way for people to pay. But how this differs, and I guess it really doesn't differ from PayPal because it's a single pay source, and you can buy from many different merchants through this one particular pay source called checkout.
Right. All right. So this is.
Ooh.
Listen to that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call about something that you were tediously uninterested in.
No, I thought it was very interesting because, you know, Google, they're smart. You know, they recognize the fact that PayPal has a monopoly on that.
Right.
And they say, I want a piece of this action. So many people are using us, so let's get into the the payment service game, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
Very smart.
Hey, let me. I don't know if you're talking about this or not, but, you know, to be honest, it's like, it's hit or miss. It's like 50%. I never really know how accurate this is. Are you, what is the deal with this thing at Disney, this kid that died on a Disney ride?
Oh, that was Disney World.
Disney World.
Yeah.
I see.
So apparently the autopsy showed the kid had a congenital heart problem.
And doesn't it say, like, in big letters, if you have a congenital heart problem, don't be going on this ride?
Yeah, right underneath the pregnant lady sign.
Seriously, man, can I just tell you this, though? I was behind a pregnant woman on a ride one time like that, and she clearly had just disregarded, and, like, the minimum wage guys who ran it didn't care.
Yeah.
And so the pregnant woman's behind. The worst part, though, is halfway through, I don't know if it's delayed morning sickness, I don't know if it's like a pregnancy thing plus ride equals vomit, but the halfway through, she didn't actually vomit, but it was almost worse than that, because if you're on a ride and somebody just hurls, well, okay, they hurl and it's done, and if you're going around a curve, the corkscrew at the right time, it's not going to hit anybody. I'm behind a woman on a ride, and it was like some loop-de-loop roller coaster thing, and she gives the universal sign. You know there's the universal sign for, like, I'm choking, which is your hands are on your throat?
Right.
She gives the universal sign for, I'm trying to hold in this morning's breakfast, which is the hands, like, over the mouth.
Right.
And, like, the cheeks puffed out. And it's a lot of, you know, as we're spiraling around. And so it's 4 minutes of not even being able to enjoy the ride because I'm just waiting for an omelet to come out or something. all kinds of I'm just saying, it's terrible. It's the worst. All right.
I don't think this kid knew he had that. He's only 12 years old.
Well, your parents are the ones who want to be strung up for that. Clearly, they ought to know that kind of thing. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, you would think if they got their kids checked up on a regular basis.
I suppose. All right.
Take the stethoscope to find out, hey, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, are you on next week, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, fantastic, because, of course, the Rick Emerson Show cares. So while everybody else is shoveling out crap best-ofs, we will continue to be here providing fantastic...
That's what makes you the kings.
That's what I keep saying, but that nobody ever really seems to listen when I say that.
Really? Well, I'll tell them.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm not too subtle.
By the way, can I just tell you this? You remember last week? Was it last week that Lisa Goddard made the high heels comment?
Yes. No, wasn't it this week?
I don't know. It's all a blur to me now. It's all a blur of innuendo and provocation, but this morning, again, apropos of almost nothing, she made the observation that she was wearing horn-rimmed glasses in manner of a librarian.
Hmm.
So I'm draw from that what conclusions you will.
We start getting into articles of clothing, man.
That's what I'm saying, and twice in 1 week.
Taking a trip.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Jim Roop, enjoy your weekend. We will talk to you next week, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. There you go. There's a Jim Roop, CNN radio correspondent. Oh, here we go. Let's go downtown. Our good friend Diana. Diana, how are you?
How you doing today?
Well, there's a bunch of guys with rusty knives and an urge for blood in my neighborhood, apparently. What?
Ew, I've got 12 around me. I mean, at my home, plus the good people I work with.
We can make a block party of it. What?
Yeah.
How is it that the city chooses where to put sex offenders?
Well, you know, really, think about it. It's all socioeconomic, okay? Because I just did a search as if I lived in Lake Oswego.
Uh-huh.
There were three.
Okay.
See, so just it's a case of if you got the money, you one of the perks of being well off, no sex offenders.
Is that a guy won't come and cut out your rib cage?
Yeah, something asleep. Like that. They may rob you, but they aren't going to, like, stalk you and hack you up.
No, it's all white collar crime.
I'm just saying.
Violate your bank account. All right. So the poorer you, so it is true, and this is coming from a city employee, by the way, that the poorer you are in Portland, the more likely it is the city will be packing sex offenders into your immediate vicinity.
Well, since I don't work for the city, I'll have to correct that, but yes.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Diana. All right. There you go.
Squid just sent me his sex offender list.
Uh-huh.
41.
Where does he live?
He lives downtown.
Where would they? I don't understand. How does that even?
I don't know.
Like in John's Landing or someplace?
No, he lives, like, on the other side of 405, like, right up in Northwest Portland.
I'm trying to picture what that even looks like.
Like, right around PG Park.
Oh, really? Well, you know, because it's a lot of those big... I'm not going to say it's low-income housing.
That's where a lot of the halfway houses are, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
41?
41.
Well. Man.
Yeah, we can't complain anymore.
Well, he's not that pretty, though. He has less to worry about. He doesn't Squid doesn't give a lot of come-hither looks. All right.
Squid is a very handsome
man. I'm just fooling. It was just a cheap joke. I got 41?
Yeah.
It's unnerving. That's, you know what it is? Trading sex offender list? This is the new MySpace. This is the new friends list. How many people on your sex offender list? Ugh.
Oh,
I don't even want to go home now. I just want to send for my things and move somewhere else.
Well, I'm going to start looking for them.
That seems like a good idea.
No, no, just to stay
That's what you want a sex offender to notice is you're following him around with a notebook staring at him.
No, I'm saying when I'm out walking Mr. Muppet around, like I'm going to now notice you're clear of
that dog will protect you.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Ooh.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting. You know how much Brendan Routh is getting for this movie?
For Superman, 4.5.
Mm-hmm. And altogether, he has a $10 million three-picture deal.
Really? Yeah, there's not going to be three pictures of Brandon Routh. There's going to be this, and there'll be one more. That's it.
And then Dean Cain was making $60,000 an episode. Christopher Reeve was paid $250,000 for Superman. And George Reeves was making $2,500 a week.
And some food stamps. You know who's good is that Tom? Is it Tom Welling? Tom Wells?
Oh, yeah.
That kid from Smallville?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad, actually. They had Brandon Routh not worked out, they could have used him. He's not a bad Superman, actually. No, I don't mean to sound, I know it makes me sound like I'm un-American and whatnot. I just don't think the Superman film is that great. It's good. It's not great. I think it'll open big, and I think it'll burn off quickly. That's my prediction. It'll open big, but I think it'll fall apart pretty fast.
So the other criticisms coming out is, these people are a little bit too young to be working at a great metropolitan newspaper doing anything.
It's hard to tell, actually, because these days it's like if I go to you go to a show or you go to the mall or whatever, and you're like, oh, these kids look awfully young to be, there'll be salespeople that they hire here, and I'm like, he doesn't look old enough to be a salesperson, but it's just that I'm old. And so I don't know, I'm always distrustful of myself when it comes to judging if people are old enough to be doing something. But Lois Lane does look very young to be a hard-bitten reporter who's won a Pulitzer, I believe,
yeah.
in this movie. And I call a little bit of shenanigans on that.
Yeah. And the other criticism is, why there's no patriotism in this? Where's the flag? What is he fighting for?
You know why that is? Because Perry White, as played by Frank Langella, fantastically so, I might add, does not use the phrase the American way. Mm-hmm. He says, does he still stand for truth, justice? All that stuff. And it is sort of conspicuous that they cut that out. It is, by its absence, it does draw attention to that, yeah.
All right, and now the long-awaited Jock Watch.
Here's your Jock Watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show. I forgot all about this. Been too long.
Shower time.
Now, before we begin,
I forgot all about that.
Let me let you know that this comes from the CBS Wires in Columbia Broadcasting System, our own parent company.
This is issued this news story. This is a news piece we are giving here at the Rick Emerson City News Desk, operating
and from CBS own WCCO.
That's in Cookeville, Tennessee, I think.
Minneapolis.
Yes. We operate public interest convenience and necessity. This is a news story from the news division at a CBS-owned news station.
Yes.
Here's our Jock Watch.
Minnesota Timberwolves center Eddie Griffin was drunk and masturbating when he crashed his luxury SUV into a parked Suburban outside a store in Minneapolis. This according to a lawsuit filed by the man whose Suburban was hit during this fiasco. So WCCO-TV obtained copies of 911 calls and store surveillance video of the incident, along with an accident report the police submitted to the state. Several of the 911 callers that night said Griffin was drunk. One witness says Griffin told him he was watching pornography in a DVD player mounted on the dashboard of his Cadillac Escalade SUV when he struck a Chevy Suburban parked at University Avenue Southeast. The location where Griffin crashed is located a couple of miles from the Target Center, where Griffin had played with his team several hours earlier. Abid Husana, who's the brother of the victim, said Griffin told him, quote, that he was masturbating himself driving down the street.
Oh.
This is from CBS.
Oh.
That's how the accident happened, because he was not paying attention with both hands on the wheel.
Murrow would be proud.
He was paying attention to that video, and all of a sudden he shoveled somebody's car onto the top of a sidewalk. In the video, Griffin can be heard pleading with witnesses not to tell the police, saying, I can't go to jail.
I'm too pretty.
The video also shows Griffin admitting he was drunk and didn't have a driver's license. The video shows him struggling for minutes to put back on his sweatshirt. And offering to buy a car for the man whose SUV he crashed in front of Santana Foods.
So he was completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
He struggling to put back on his sweatshirt. That means he was full-on nude.
At least pull over by the side of the road if you're going to engage in... Not that we recommend it.
Not that you should.
No.
That's wrong. I mean, on the one hand, how sad. Mm. On the other, he played for what, the Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves.
Okay, Minnesota. On the other hand, it is a little comforting to know that even the, well, you know what it is? This is like when Hugh Grant got arrested for picking up Divine Brown. Wait, no, was it Divine Brown? Who's the transsexual?
I believe it was Divine Brown.
Yeah,
Divine Brown's not a transsexual, though.
No,
she's just ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just like a billion miles of bad road, Divine Brown.
No, he got the hooker.
Yeah, it was a hooker, but who picked up the transsexual hooker?
That was Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah. Oh, because... and Danny Bonaducci did it too, actually.
Well, that's to be expected.
He is a partridge, after all.
That was next on his checklist.
To do. Boy, talking about
it. I'll get a corn dog at AMP. Number two, pick up a transvestite.
Three, have light lunch.
Or call agent on this reality show.
I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Keep going. The words just keep on flowing. It doesn't really matter. There really does have to be a point here. Or beginning or end of this story, does there?
I was just going to say... I was only going to say that... I remember that Hugh Grant thing happened, though. Mm. That it was sort of...
That seemed to be fake.
He was trying to acquire a bad boy image.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, when the Hugh Grant thing happened, first he gets busted for picking up a hooker, and then it's like the ugliest hooker you've ever seen in your life. I mean, come on. But you know what it is? You kind of felt good about it. You're like, well, because you assume that if you're Hugh Grant, even at that point in his career, that you could just get any woman you wanted all the time, right? Don't you just assume that celebrities have a huge Rolodex of women that can't even spell no? You know what I mean?
But if you're trying to pick them up on the street, there is so much traffic, it's hard to pull over because all the parking spaces, you have to go around three or four times.
So you have to take whatever you can get.
Exactly.
Because there's no parking spaces, no. And you're not really able to stop because then the shrill honking of horns outside the Fatburger will make you move along. Mm-hmm. So you can't go around enough times to grab the brass ring.
So you have to yell out the window, I'm going around once, I'll be back in about 5 minutes, depending on what lights I hit.
The side window, the door will be open. Just jump in.
And then by the time you circle around once, the public transport bus is blocking the area where she's standing anyway, so you got to go around one more time. So you got to take what's available.
It's like shopping at Marshall's on a Friday. You just got to take whatever's there. Do you have this Kenneth Cole bag in black? No? Well, crap, I'll take the puce. Do you have one where the stitching's not wrong? Garbage. Fine, I'll take it. Oh, God.
What was the question?
I don't know.
What was the point?
I really don't. I don't know. Oh, okay. So the moral is, watch your porn at home and don't take off your pants in the car. Jesus. And if you got to take off your pants, don't take off your shirt, too, because that's just... I like how that's the part we're all weirded out by. Uh-huh. We're not weirded out by the fact that he is... Again, now, this is a news story from CBS. Mm-hmm. CBS originated this story, isn't that right?
That's correct, yes.
That he is driving a car and engaging in self-gratification while doing so, with pornography playing on the dashboard of his Escalade. He is engaging in said self-gratification while drunk and driving without a license, and then... quote, shoveling another car onto the sidewalk. We're okay with that until we hear that his shirt may be off. And at that point, we all recoil in horror from the microphone.
Well, I think the problem here was it wasn't an automatic transmission.
He was...
Yeah.
Somebody say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No, you say it.
I'll give you $1 to say it.
I'm not going to say anything about... Are you talking about a stick shift?
Yeah. Say he was driving stick.
You'll give me $1?
Yeah.
He was driving stick.
Okay, there you go.
Give me $1.
I don't have it with me.
Okay.
I'll have to owe you. It's 503-733-2970.
Is that the Jock Watch?
Are we done with the Jock Watch?
Oh, I suppose.
There you go. Thank you. This is Jock Watch for Friday and the Rick Emerson Show. Best show ever. By the way, I've got this email here from Todd the Corpse.
Come on, come on, come on.
This is a, there's two points here. Rick, while you may have an argument about Lisa Goddard's high-heeled shoes, you're way off base about the horn-rimmed glasses comment. The only reason she said that is because you made a joke about picturing NASA scientists with those classic black glasses, so she just tossed it back at you. Don't read too much into it, cupcake. So Todd the Corpse calling me cupcake there. Mm-hmm. Just for those who are...
One big fiesta.
And you're right about the sex offender list being the new MySpace. Let me just tell you this, by the way. That's going to be one of those things that you're going to hear everybody saying now. They're going to talk about that sex offender list. That's like the new MySpace friends list. Ha ha! I just made this joke up myself. I would never have stolen it from an AM radio station. Yeah. It's like that thing, like Dane Cook started that thing where he makes the quote marks with devil fingers. Like, he makes, you put up devil horns and then he makes quote marks with them. And like everybody, like the next day, everybody I knew was doing it. That's what this is. Anyway, Todd the Corpse says, I just checked all my friends' houses, and here's what I found near one of them. Quote, his most recent behavior involved exposing his member to a mentally diminished female. End quote. There you go, then. And then he just signs it. Shudder.
Come on, come on, come on!
Right,
Squid has a female.
In what sense? Oh, one a female sex offender? Squid. I like how we're making fun of the Goomba Johnny and Chico or whatever it is, but we know a guy named Squid and we're okay with that. That's fine with us. You want a job on the Whoopi Show with Cubbyhole and Hacksaw or whatever? All right. Somebody sent me the press release, by the way, for the Whoopi Show. Who would like to hear it?
Me.
Here's what it says. Wake up, Whoopi! To originate...
I thought it was Wake Up
Whoopi. Oh, I'm sorry. Wake Up with Whoopi.
Okay.
Dateland, New York. Whoopi Goldberg has a new co-pilot for the morning muster. I don't even know what that means. What is the morning muster?
Maybe that's the nickname for a show.
Huge.
Like, they were calling it like the Whoopi cushion.
Okay. Hugely,
awesome.
Hugely popular.
I'm huge.
New York. Cubby will be Goldberg's sidekick for the highly anticipated.
By whom?
Idiots. Stockholders of Premier. The hugely anticipated Wake Up with Whoopi morning program when it launches in national syndication. Like a good strong cup of coffee, says Whoopi, Cubby will get... Cubby and Whoopi. Kill me. Cubby will get me going in the morning. We're going to have some fun together, says Whoopi. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah.
I'd like to think of what... This is Whoopi Goldberg. I'd like to think of what we're doing as reflective of what's going on with our listeners. You have to muster yourself up and out. That muster is an unpleasant word. Doesn't muster sound like a kind of cheese? You have to muster yourself up and out the door. You have to muster the kids. Muster your... I don't think she's used... I do not think that word means what you think it means. You have to muster the kids. Doesn't mustering the kids sound like something to get you on this list in Sarah's neighborhood? He was arrested. I'm sorry, he was mustering the kids. And in our community, that's just not appropriate. You have to muster the house. Muster your mate. It's the morning muster. You can't create a catchphrase just by saying a word 100 times in a sentence. Said Bryant, who would have thought that two people named Whoopi and Cubby would be waking up together? I can't even speak now.
They'd be waking up together?
I guess.
Is Cubby a man?
I suppose. I don't know. To say I'm not really part of the Cubby fan club. To say I'm honored to be part of her show would be an understatement. I am beyond ecstatic. And not even sure how to spell that.
Oh.
The demos with Whoopi and Cubby...
will be non-existent.
Will be fabricated by the Premier Sales Department.
There aren't enough zeros.
listen to this. The demos for Whoopi and Cubby... we're off the charts, added John Hogan, president and CEO of Clear Channel Radio.
Therefore, they're nowhere to be found.
The chemistry here is on a whole new level. Cubby's, oh my God. Listen to this. You talk about a press release. It sounds like it came out of like a Focus Bot 5000. The chemistry with Whoopi and Cubby is on a whole new level. Cubby's witty banter, you can't say that. There's things you just can't say yourself.
They've done it.
Cubby's witty banter and unparalleled energy are a perfect complement to... Do you ever see words in a press release that don't even make any sense? Like, you know what the word means, but you have no idea what it means in the context of what they're trying to tell you. This is a press release from Clear Channel, by the way, about Whoopi Goldberg and her exciting new program.
Wake Up with Whoopi.
You have to just call it Whoopi Cushion from now on.
Whoopi Cushion. Starting with her.
Maybe
and
I should have done this.
And Cubby. But you hear words that you understand, like the dictionary meaning of the words, but you don't really understand what they mean in context with the person. Cubby's witty banter and unparalleled energy are a perfect complement to Whoopi's authenticity.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Optimism, humor, and energy. The country's going to love waking up to Whoopi Cushion. Cubby has conquered afternoons in New York, so we are... I just get images of like a giant koala bear climbing buildings. So we are excited to team him up with Whoopi, and this press release is putting me to sleep. I've never...
How long is this?
Forever. It just goes on and on. I've never heard anyone conduct a better on-air interview. Mm-hmm. Something Cubby, as he is affectionately referred to in his current radio home, has risen through the Clear Channel ranks. He's one of three live employees they have there. How difficult could it be? And has been one of New York City's most successful afternoon jacks for 10 years on Z100. Wake Up with Whoopies, blah, blah, blah. The show will blend the day's most topical stories with Lister College.
Should we break?
The freshest... Well, see if you can find the dissonance in this phrase. Into the freshest, most exhilarating show on adult contemporary radio. Because when you think adult contemporary radio, the phrases that come to mind are things like fresh and exhilarating. Okay. I've taken years of my life to read that. It's 503-733-2970. People are now begging to know if they live in the same vicinity as Squid and his 41 sexually active pals. Okay. Jesus God. We're going to take a break now. I'm going to go back and do some rubbing alcohol. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. I try to convince everybody that the mystery noise is not fake. That it really did come from the cable box. We've got Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. And we'll try to get to this worst song you've ever heard. You stay there. We're live. It's Friday. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.